This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. So, you know, with all the BS that people in the media seems to be really wanting to concentrate on, like Amber Heard has a new legal team. Okay, wonderful. I'm a little, who cares? I'm just watching what the hell is going on in Ukraine. And I am really having a close eye on what the hell is happening around these nuclear power plants. Now, a lot of people think, oh, everybody has them under control. The media is over-exaggerating. They want to have big headlines. So for those people saying, oh, my gosh, we could have a nuclear fallout or accident, it's not going to happen. These plants are built strongly. The Russians don't want them hurt. The Ukrainians don't want them hurt. So it's going to be fine. Well, I didn't think China wanted a virus that got out of a lab and, you know, killed multiple millions of people. If accidents happen, I believe it was leaked from a lab. I just don't think it was on purpose. I think China has had their previous leaks. Even the first SARS was considered to be a leak out of their lab. So I really do believe that we have idiots doing things around very deadly, processes or substances. So this military activity near the Zaporizhia power plant, nuclear power plant in southeastern Ukraine, is stupid. Ever since they started, I think, what was this, back in April, maybe? They there's shelling, and there's been, power outages, and people have been, nervous about what's happening to the, can the nuclear reactors still be cooled? And the attacks, they're suicidal. And we don't seem to have the most level-headed, person in Putin. So you start to get nervous. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres said any act to the nuclear plant is suicidal. He has called for the International Atomic Energy Agency inspectors to be given access to the site. Moscow and Kyiv have obviously blamed each other for these. Ukrainian officials said last week 14 people were killed in one attack near the plant. It damaged a pumping station and radiation centers. Russia is blaming Kyiv of nuclear terrorism. So the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant is located on the Dnipro River. It is the largest nuclear complex of its kind in Europe and one of the 10 largest in the world. It has been under control of Russian forces since they seized it in March. But it's still being operated by Ukrainian technicians as part of the state nuclear energy company Energoatom. Energoatom said last week that Russian forces were preparing to connect the plant to Crimea, which was annexed by Russia in 2014. They were damaging the plant by reorienting its electricity production. Located about 200 kilometers from the Crimean Peninsula, the plant has 6 of Ukraine's 15 reactors and is able to supply power to 4 million homes. So the plant has 6 reactors, only 2 are currently operating. That's according to Ukraine's Energoatom. And the IAEA said it has not been able to visit the plant since before the war began. But they have confirmed the 2 reactors are currently connected to the grid. Ukraine said that 3 power lines, according to the Moscow Times, Ukraine has said 3 power lines at the facility were damaged and that the plant is operating with only 1 production line, which is an extremely dangerous way of working. Russia has been accused of deploying 500 soldiers and positioning rocket launchers in the area, using the nuclear plant as a shield. Recent footage published by investigative journalists apparently show military vehicles being driven inside the complex. So they're trying to use it as a fort. Ridiculous. So, Russia has said that they will allow and, quote-unquote, do everything necessary to allow specialists from the International Atomic Energy Agency to visit the power plant. They are saying that they're in fear as well of anything happening to it. But the plant is still coming under fire in recent days. And any of the shelling, just something could go bad. So according to Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, according to Reuters, Russia is in close cooperation with the agency and its leadership and will do everything necessary for the specialists to come to the station and give a truthful assessment of the destructive actions of the Ukrainian side. Russia says Ukraine is recklessly firing at the plant. Kyiv says Russian troops have struck it themselves so they could blame Ukraine for any subsequent power cuts. And that's the other thing, too. You know, you would think with war, it's okay, you know, this person did this. You could see, you know, based on the side of the line and the battlefield you guys are on, you could see the damage of who did what. But there's games that are played and these false flags. And so if there is a nuclear accident, you know, you would think, okay, well, nobody would benefit if there was a nuclear accident. The Russians don't want to hurt themselves. Ukrainians don't want to hurt themselves. But where there could be a benefit is if one side tries to prove that the other side is trying to start nuclear war. Remember, Russia needs help from other countries. So does Ukraine. And they're playing with fire, God forbid, if anything like this is being done on purpose. I doubt Ukraine. I think Ukraine completely understands the gravity of the situation. I more suspect of Russia. But, you know, what the heck is going on? And you know, Ukraine cannot let Russia take control of that, so they have to be there. Russia obviously wants the more nuclear power plants they can control, then, you know, they really have Europe and the rest of the world by the cojones. So we're going to talk in a little bit about, you know, what would happen and what do you guys do for safety, you know, in case there is a nuclear fallout. Yeah, I don't ever want anything like that to happen, but every now and then, you know, they're telling us, look, guys, you know, we're warning you, this is bad. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away. Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So experts are saying that if we did go into nuclear war with Russia, we aren't even talking about China and you know, what a mess that could be. But if it's between us and Russia, they said 5 billion people would die of hunger. The firestorms would release soot into the upper atmosphere. It would block out the sun. We would lose crops, lose almost everything. And the computer simulations show that it would spark crop failure across the world, not to mention loss of our farm animals and humans. And lead author Professor Lily Gia of Rutgers University in New Jersey said the data tell us one thing: we must prevent a nuclear war from ever happening. So this model sheds fresh light on what could happen under certain war scenarios, including a U.S.-Russia war. And Russia has been threatening nuclear disaster and a nuclear apocalypse, and you know, and you know, we think to ourselves, okay, that's just rhetoric because they don't want to hurt themselves. They're not, that's not going to be popular. But then you kind of stop and you go, wait a second, Putin is already doing things that are pretty unpopular in his country. The average person does not want the ruble to drop, you know, where monopoly money is worth more. The average Russian does not want to be called to war to fight Ukrainians, from what I understand. So, you know, if Russia is going after Ukraine and not really taking their citizens, you know, thoughts and ideas to heart, then, you know, maybe they wouldn't care. In order to win and have world domination, maybe, you know, maybe they wouldn't really care. See, us with America, you know, it's all about, okay, well, the Democrats won't be reelected, or the Republicans won't be reelected ever. With Russia, that's not the way it works over there. So, nine nations, including the UK and the US, obviously, currently control more than 13,000 nuclear weapons. Obviously, Putin has some too. A clash between these would decimate food production, result in widespread starvation. A climate forecasting tool called the Community Earth System Model enabled effects to be estimated on maize, rice, spring wheat, and soybean country by country. The researchers examined projected changes to livestock pasture, marine fisheries. In the event of a localized war, let's say between India and Pakistan, the global average caloric production decreased 7% within 5 years of modeling. Worst case scenario was between U.S. and Russia, which would cause 90% for 3 to 4 years after the fighting ended. Now, that's another question. People ask, well, if there is a nuclear war, how long until we get to go back? Well, the radiation, I mean, look at Chernobyl. There's radiation there that is, you know, and it could be also because it's ongoing, but you can't go anywhere near the forest. I forget what they call that forest, the Black Forest, I'm not, or the Red Forest. I think it's called the Red Forest, where there's areas around Chernobyl that you just still can't go to, and it's been 40 years. They also say it could trigger restrictions and cause severe disruptions in import-dependent countries like Africa and the Middle East, which could induce a catastrophic disruption of global food markets. So what do we do? All right, our current population in the world is 8 billion. In America, we're about 360, 370 million. All right, do we have enough food for us? Do we even know where our shelters are? I spoke about this a couple months ago. You know, most of us do not know where to go. If we are told that there is a nuclear accident on our soil or something is coming our way, the average American has absolutely no idea where to go. And still, I haven't really seen much. Now, back in the 1960s, President John F. Kennedy urged Americans to build bomb shelters in case there was a nuclear war with the Soviet Union. And so Americans were preparing for fallout. They would collect canned goods, supplies. They would build shelters in their basement or backyard. I don't have a basement, but for those of you who do, that might be a good place to start. At the time, the National Shelter Policy created workshops and educational programs to instruct families on how to build bomb shelters, as fallout shelters would offer the most feasible protection for the greatest number of people. Now, you could purchase one. I'm looking at one right now that you could purchase. And they offered financing. It was concrete. There was bed and cupboards and, you know, possibly sink and maybe toilet. And they were called Living Shelters of America. That was the company. And it's an interesting ad. Everybody looks happy, and they look like the kids are playing and reading and not comfortable. But public fallout shelters were, at the time, designated in most cities. So it wasn't that there were a bunch of bomb shelters. It's what they did is they put a sticker on, like, the courthouse or a school. It would carry a civil defense sign, and then they would put provisions in there for hundreds to thousands of people. So right now, the current, which I believe, because we still don't know in each city where actual nuclear shelters are, it's they're already currently existing buildings that would be made of concrete, that would have basements or some means to provide some protection and storage of food. Now, we don't know where those are. I think maybe they keep them quiet until they go, guys, here are your facilities. This is where you go. And you're like, wait a second. Didn't we just have a school dance there? Yep, that's where we're going. That's your shelter. large buildings are supposed to have durable construction. They're supposed to be able to hold large masses of people. But I live in an area where we don't have a lot of brick and concrete. A lot of ours are like 2x4s and insulation. So I'm really interested to know where we go. Most of these buildings do not carry the signs anymore. And the makeshift, you know, basement termed bomb shelters, we don't really see a lot of those. Some homes will still have little areas, but I mean, you know, you can't just be there and live on whatever oxygen. You can't be underground. You have to still be able to, you know, get some air. There's a lot of things you need to think about if you are going to try to hide from a nuclear disaster. And, you know, we're so unprepared. You guys remember back in 2018, Hawaii residents thought they were under nuclear attack by North Korea because they received an alert, ballistic missile threat inbound to Hawaii. Seek immediate shelter. This is not a drill. So Saturday, January 13th, 2018, this false alarm caused everybody to panic. And then finally, you know, I think Governor Ige and somebody got fired when they figured out who messed up. But it just showed we're not prepared. So first, you know, understand what shelters are. You know, there's two types. There's a blast shelter, which protects against the blast, the heat, the fire, and the initial radiation. And then there's the fallout shelters. The fallout shelters are the ones that most likely are going to be the more common ones. You know, because, yes, there is going to be impact, and, you know, certain cities might be hurt, but the rest of the country is going to have to go into fallout shelters. Many public buildings are acting as fallout shelters. We don't necessarily have a lot of blast shelters. These fallout shelters could be schools, hotels, subway tunnels, below-ground pubs. If your city doesn't post it, then, and you know, there aren't enough of them, you're going to be told to shelter in place. Now, ready.gov says you always want to have an emergency kit. All your papers, passports, medications, first aid, pet supplies, food and water in an emergency kit. And always have this, whether it's a hurricane coming, whether it's a fire, wildfire, always have something you can run and grab. But ready.gov suggests, in case of a nuclear war, you want to make sure you have 1 gallon of water per person per day for at least 3 days, right, for drinking and sanitation. I think fallout might be longer than that. Food, non-perishable food, battery-powered or hand-crank radio, flashlight, first aid kit, extra batteries, whistle to signal for help, a dust mask, duct tape, moist towelettes, garbage bags, plastic ties, because you want to throw away your garbage and sanitation. You don't want to be living among your garbage. Wrench or pliers to turn off utilities if you have to. A manual can opener for food. A bunch of us collect cans, but we don't have a can opener. My can opener is electric, and it's, you know, I don't even know where our manual one is. Local maps. Cell phone with chargers and a backup battery in case somebody does get cell phone service up. But radio, you know, it's going to be, you know, those of us on air, you know, talking to you as opposed to you being able to turn on the news. Make sure your emergency supply kit has prescription medications, non-prescription medications like pain relievers, anti-diarrhea, antacids, laxatives, glasses, contact lens solution, infant formula, bottles, diapers, wipes, diaper rash, pet food, extra water for your pet, cash or traveler's checks. You might not be able to just flash your card later. If there's anything that goes down and powers out and it's a mess, make sure you have some cash. Sleeping bag, a change of clothing, household chlorine bleach and medicine dropper if you have to disinfect water, fire extinguisher, matches, feminine supplies, things like that, and paper and pencil. You might actually have to write a note for people. And then, of course, things for fun like books, games, puzzles. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Donald Trump wants the FBI to return documents he says are protected by attorney-client privileges and executive privileges reportedly taken from his home in Florida. Trump taking to Truth Social to respectfully request that documents be returned to the Mar-a-Lago residence. Homebuilder confidence is hitting its lowest level since the start of the COVID pandemic. The National Association of Home Builders Wells Fargo Housing Market Index fell for the eighth straight month in August and turned negative for the first time since May 2020. The association's chief economist calling it a housing recession brought on by rising interest rates and higher construction costs. Nearly 70% of builders surveyed cited high interest rates as a reason for falling demand of new single-family homes. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So this next segment is not for kids, so make sure if your kids are listening, you turn the radio down or tell them to leave the room. So a study from the British Medical Journal is finding that anal sex is affecting women more adversely and leading to a higher incidence of health issues for those women that engage in anal sex. And I've noticed with patients calling in, I won't get personal with this one because I'm missionary mama. I really don't have a lot to my repertoire. But I've had lots of patients call in over the last few years, with tears, with incontinence, sphincter issues, rectal pain. And I'll ask them, I'll go, have you engaged in any anal sex? And some of them will say yes, some of them will be too embarrassed, and some of them will say no. Okay. But the study authors want to make sure that doctors are asking about that. When we take a sexual history, how deep do we go into the sexual history?
And, you know, I spoke with medical students about this for a while. And, you know, originally when they're young, you just kind of, you know, you try to get them over that uncomfortableness. And also a lot of people are fearful that if they ask a woman about anal sexual activity, she'll think they're a pervert. So, you know, we're students and medical professionals try to balance, look, we need to, you know, find out what's going on and we need to get a thorough history, but also they don't want to be accused of, you know, sexual harassment. So, you know, for me as a female, it's really easy to bring those things up. Okay, you have rectal pain. Has anything been in the rectum? Any sex toys? Anything that's been near the area? Because that could contribute to your tear. That could contribute to some of the pain you're having. Well, interestingly, the numbers of people that engage in sex, anal sex, is a lot more than we thought. In Britain, the National Survey of Sexual Attitudes and Lifestyle says participation in heterosexual anal intercourse among 16 to 24-year-olds, 16 years old, 16 to 24-year-olds rose from 12.5% to 28.5% over the last few decades. That means almost a third of young individuals are engaging in anal sex. Similar trends are seen in the U.S., where 30 to 44% of men and women report doing it. Now, when I read this, I was like, oh boy, I must really be behind the times. You know, I, as a doctor, look at it as, okay, wait a second, you have feces. It's not the cleanest. And then you could get a UTI because it could touch the, you know, and which is another thing too. When you have somebody that comes in with repeated UTIs, you know, sexual activity could contribute to that. But also, if there's anal sex, that could also contribute to it, you know. So these are things that we need to be aware of. So for those of us that are really, really old school, you know, under the cover, lights out, missionary, which I've been very comfortable with, I'm fine with, that's not kind of what happens, okay? There's a lot of other positions and things out there. And so we got to take it seriously. Sadly, though, the patients, female patients, have been noticing an absence of vaginal secretions. So if they're having sex not within the vagina, then they're not lubricating. And if you don't use it, you lose it. So some are noticing that it's getting harder to be ready to go and having, you know, lubrication conducive to the vaginal sex. Doctors have noticed increased traumatic abrasions, risk of STDs, anal malignancy. So if somebody has HPV and they are, you know, performing anal sex, you could be at a higher risk of colorectal cancer and anal rectal cancer. Anal pain, bleeding, fissures, fecal incontinence. If your sphincter is being dilated because your stool is smaller but penis is bigger, you will possibly have some issues with incontinence and the sphincter. Now, not all everybody is doing it for fun. Many women say, yeah, they do find pleasure. Some are curious. Some really want to please their male partners, and some are just coerced. And so, you know, as a physician, I always have to make sure that if there is sexual activity, especially in a 16-year-old, it was consensual. You know, I don't really, you know, the 16-year-old is still learning about sex. But I, you know, if they feel like, yeah, you know, a lot of it is anal, then, that, you know, is that something you like or do you feel forced? Now, also a lot of young couples will do anal sex because they don't want to get their partner pregnant. So you can't get pregnant with anal sex. Now, technically, if there's sperm in the area, there is that, you know, you still need to wear condoms. But, you know, you'd be surprised what the thinking pattern is in terms of, well, what can we do to minimize pregnancy? And you know, in terms of there being more tightness, in terms of it being, you know, by some taboo, and they're just more curious about it. And also, a lot of TV shows have kind of normalized it. You know, I mean, when it's important. So I think a lot of younger generations are thinking that, you know, when there is sex, there's oral, there's vaginal, there's anal, and this is just something that they have to do. But they don't realize that they might not be able to medically handle that. And I get very concerned when I see women with tears because it's very hard to keep clean. And if you're torn down there and you're having E. coli or bacteria or parasitic ridden stool passing by there, you don't want to have open areas. You know, when we were talking about HIV years ago, you know, how was HIV more easily spread during homosexual sex than heterosexual sex? Not homosexual sex or heterosexual sex, anal sex versus vaginal sex, was because you could tear more with anal sex. You don't have as much lubrication. Your lubrication is only to pass stool. And you're only supposed to pass stool for a few minutes. It's a much different lubrication sort of time frame and timeline than vaginal lubrication. So if you have a tear, now you're introducing HIV into the blood. Now, there's also other absorptions and things like that, but that was one of the working theories, that there might be more traumatic micro tears that could be happening in one form of sex than another. So, you know, some of us have daughters, some of us have nieces, things like that. You know, when somebody calls in going, I have a hemorrhoid, okay, I can't examine them, I can't, if they feel like that's what they have, but, with telemedicine now taking over primary care, which it shouldn't, and telemedicine should be an adjunct, should be a tool, but it should not be taking over, I can't tell you how many times I see in histories on telemedicine people calling because they think they have hemorrhoids. And unless somebody really, you know, gets an honest history out of the person, they could be missing rectal cancer, you know, or something else. Nobody should be losing their stool. Nobody should be incontinent with stool. Some of us might giggle and sneeze and lose our urine after having babies. But for the most part, you know, any sort of incontinence you have should be checked out by a medical provider. Any sort of pain, any sort of bleeding, if you have any blood down there, right, we got to make sure it's not cancer. We have to make sure it's not a tear. We have to make sure it's not a hemorrhoid. So rectal pain happens to a lot of us, and it doesn't necessarily mean that if you have rectal pain, your doctor is going to assume that you have anal sex. But just don't freak out if your doctor asks that. And I think we need patients, and I get it. There's been some doctors out there that we're predators and we're jerks and, you know, have gotten arrested for harassing or assaulting patients. But the majority of the medical providers need to be able to examine you, talk to you, get a history. And I think people are so embarrassed that now they will, you know, avoid a visit at all costs and just use the telephone. And if you have a lazy doctor on the telephone that goes, okay, hemorrhoid, here's a hemorrhoid cream, go ahead and just stick that, stick a suppository in there and you're good, they could be missing some serious stuff. And then for those of us who thought that we were really sexually, you know, mature and very active, you're missing a lot. They do a lot of other things now. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So for those of us who remember the story of Noah's Ark, right, you know, there was supposed to be a big flood. God told Noah and his family, and 3 sons, you need to get 2 of every animal up on the boat. You got to build an ark. First of all, you got to build it, and you got to put 2 of every animal there. And Noah and his family had to figure out how the hell to do that. And, you know, the giraffes were easy, the elephants were easy, the crickets were fine. I don't know how he collected scorpions, not sure how he collected spiders. And then I really don't know how he got the cats to come on, you know, because the cats were probably like, not unless we have, you know, a whole entourage of people bringing us, fanning us as we go. So I'm sure the cats had some issues, which is why I don't think cats ever made it to Noah's Ark. I just think they just stood there in the flood and go, we'll use, you know, some of our 9 lives.
And so when the flood came, it devastated a whole bunch of things, devastated crops and all that. Eventually, they were able to see land, I think because there was a bird with like an olive branch or something. I don't remember the story. Noah was like, what the hell is that? And the family's like, quit cussing. And they're like, maybe there's land. And then they go and they stop, and then they, you know, they were able to let all the animals off, and then everybody was happy. So that was the story of Noah's Ark, the shortened version. Well, we're being told that California needs to brace for the big one. Not a big one in terms of earthquake. We're talking a big one in terms of flood. And they, experts are predicting that California is going to be facing one of the biggest mega floods ever in their history. Why? Because of climate change and all sorts of other things. Now, I just know that whenever you have a drought, you also have more risk of flooding because droughts kill a lot of the plant life and, you know, it changes the topography and there's, you know, and then you also have this complacency. Well, there's no water. So then when there is water, everybody's like outside and driving around and so that doesn't shock me that there's going to be a flood, but they're saying this could be one of the biggest floods. This study, all right, was released Friday, and let me see if I could give credit where credit is due. It doesn't say, let me see, I think these are from, trying to see which university, I don't think it's UCLA. I'll have to, if I find, yeah, it is UCLA, UCLA Climate Science. Okay, very good. All right, so UCLA. And the study warned of these mega floods, where climate change is increasing the risk of floods, submerging cities, displacing millions of people across the state. And we would probably have a storm in California over a month, and the rain just won't stop. They believe this scenario would really hurt the inland, and there's many areas that aren't built for floods. And, you know, California is not really, virgin to this. They had a bad, bad flood in 69, 86, 97. But the Great Flood of 1862 is the one that they are going to compare it to. And the Great Flood of 1862, you see these drawings and caricatures of people needing to boat their way across the street. That flood, according to USA Today, occurred 160 years ago. There was a megastorm. There was historic rainfall covering huge swaths of the state. And it was bad. They said Central California was virtually unabated from Christmas Eve 1861 to January 1862. And the flow of water created a huge inland sea, a region of at least 300 miles long, leaving Central and Southern California underwater for up to 6 months. Floodwaters stretched as wide as 60 miles across, according to UCLA. And they say thousands of farms were underwater, cattle starved and drowned. It was horrible. This is according to scientist William Brewer, who is author of Up and Down California, 1860 to 1864. This was cited by Scientific American. They said all the roads in the middle of the state were impassable. Mail was cut off. Telegraph doesn't work. Sacramento Valley, some of the tops of the poles were underwater. And 4,000 people died. A third of all property in the state was destroyed. One-fourth of its 800,000 cattle were either drowned. And people say that we are better prepared. It could actually be worse. Why? We have more people. We have more use of that land. We should have reservoirs and levees and bypasses, but they feel that we would still be at risk for at least $1 trillion in damage. A lot of people have been saying, look, you know, if California ever, you know, falls off into the ocean, then Nevada gets beachfront property. I don't think it'll fall off into the ocean after an earthquake, but I can see the potential of flash floods. In Nevada, look at Nevada. We had some raining and some floods. And water was pouring in to casinos. I mean, our buildings are not very prepared because we don't get rain. We're in the summer. And our ground is cliche. It's very, like, hard. It doesn't have a lot of flexibility. And so you just kind of wonder if you put all those things together if, you know, we could really be sustaining some damage in Nevada as well. And we keep saying we want more water, we want more water. And while, you know, we had a slew of thunderstorms and I was excited to see the rain, I was nervous that there were going to be people that were going to suffer from the floods. And you saw cars driving through floodwaters. You're not supposed to do that. But the average person who doesn't usually see a lot of rain is driving from one way to another. They think, I just got to get home. I just got to get home. And they don't realize that you could very easily turn into a street and now you have a flood. And not all GPS will cover that. You know, and you're like, well, the GPS will tell me a flood's coming. Not always. So, you know, California getting a super, super duper flood or you know, these swaths of long, you know, mega month storms. You know, they keep saying global warming and everything we're doing to it, but, I mean, in 1862, they had one of their biggest mega floods. During Noah's Ark, there was a major mega flood. The truth of the matter is climate is always changing. And we need to be prepared that if you live in a more deserty, more western area, you could still be at risk of, you know, there could still be Pacific storms that come and tsunamis and you know, monsoons and hurricanes and earthquakes and volcanoes. And, you know, the articles will keep bringing us to, well, you know, that's why we need to, you know, reduce our emissions, our car emissions and all that. I don't really know what happened in 1862 in California, but I believe it could happen again, whether it's a global warming political campaign or not. I mean, this is, you know, the climate changes. And most of us don't think that natural disasters are going to affect us because we've lived in an area for years and it never happened. And it's not going to happen. But I've lived in Vegas. I've seen snow. I've seen earthquakes. I've seen heavy rains. I've seen floods. I mean, I'm not surprised. So we'll see what happens. We're being told that also the South is really going to be getting some extreme heat. There's going to be an extreme heat belt, again, being blamed on global warming. They say there's going to be multiple cities that will end up very easily being in the 125-degree Fahrenheit zone in multiple states, including parts of Southern California, the eastern Southern California, parts of Arizona, Las Vegas, Nevada, where I'm at, and a whole bunch of the Midwest is going to be experiencing temperatures that will rise really bad, and then, of course, parts of the South and the eastern seaboard. And this is being blamed, again, on climate change. They say in 30 years, climate change is going to cause the lower 48 states to be much hotter. And, you know, this report is looking at current heat risks and human-driven greenhouse gas emissions, burning of fossil fuels for energy, and they say extreme heat is in our forecast. I'm telling you right now, whether you guys believe in all that or not, in terms of, you know, how much our cars are affecting weather, I'm telling you right now, always expect weather to change. So I love the term climate change because the climate always changes. Our climate is changing. I was just in Utah, and you saw the gorge when you go through the gorge between Nevada and Utah in Arizona. It's a small little snippet of Arizona, and you see centuries of water erosion in the mountains. All right, climate has always changed. There's always been droughts. There's always been shifts in temperature. We might be getting warmer, you know, based on what some scientists feel in terms of all our cars and all the hamburgers we eat. But I would rather see the money, you know, go to, one, you know, trying to protect our environment, but two, having some plans in place for when change will happen, because change will always happen. 1-877-DOCTOR.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.